The Kev Chat Show. Oh, I fucking love these geezers.
So if you want to say hello, everyone, but not all at once, we've got Dan from Plan on the telephone line.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Hang on, I'm just going to turn you up, Dan. There you go, Dan.
Oh, hello. All right, thank you very much. Hello, everyone.
We've also got... they're going to be a little bit quiet because it's on a conference call. We've also got Dropkick Rick is on the line as well.
Good afternoon, Jay. Good afternoon, everyone. You turned Dan up. Can you turn me on?
You're on, mate. You're on. I'm just going to... No, I can't do that. Right, we've also... Who else have we got on the line? We've got Saul there as well, I believe.
We have indeed. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon, Saul. Who have we got Rob there as well?
Yeah, I'm here, Jamie. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. So, who else have we got there? Have we got Mr. Scott the Huff there as well? Obviously not.
No Scott, I don't think.
No Scott.
Drum Slayer.
We do have Drum Slayer.
We've got Drum Slayer.
Oh, we've got Mr. Drum Slayer as well. Ah, hello, Mr. Drum Slayer. right, so...
how you doing?
Very well. Well, not so well, but bearing up under the circumstances anyway, shall we say. So, this isn't the best sort of line we've got here, because we've tried to set this up a bit ad hoc all of a sudden this afternoon. Obviously, you've heard the news from LEVC, if you Black Horse, and I believe this is whether you have got a LEVC electric taxi, or whether you've got finance through them for a TX4 also. If you contact them, they will give you a payment holiday. Now, I've heard lots of people banding about this is going to go on your credit file. To be honest with you, and I'm going to be perfectly blunt now, at a time like this, this is totally unprecedented. Personally, I wouldn't give a shit, because everybody's going to be in the same position in 6 months' time, so I wouldn't give a crap whether it goes on your credit file or not. Also, Mercedes-Benz have said, please get in touch with them if you have problems paying your finance as well. I believe Dan might have some news about people that are paying monthly payments on their insurance policy as well. Have you got any news on that, Dan?
Yeah, some news. I know, obviously, I get called Recap Dan, and I'm going to do a bit of recapping now. Some weeks ago, I spoke about your insurance and how you pay for your insurance. I don't know if anyone remembers that. And I spoke about how your insurance is different from your monthly payments, because obviously your insurance is one company and then your direct debits is of another company. In our case, we use a company called Premium Credit, or PCL for short. So they're the guys that have lent you the money and you pay them back. Other brothers use Close Brothers, and there's another one called Premfina. There's lots out there. So we've spoken to Premium Credit. They're looking at what they can do and how they can try and help drivers. One of the big issues, unfortunately, is with a taxi or car loan payment, you're paying an asset. You've got an asset affixed to it. Unfortunately, with your insurance payments, there's no asset attached to it, and the insurance contract is for a set period of time. So they're finding it difficult to extend payments. However, they are looking at ways of deferring payments and then adding them to the end of the loan, possibly. So it gives people a break while there is no work. But they will announce more on that soon. Additionally, they have said if anyone is having difficulties with their next direct debit or being able to pay the next direct debit, to contact them directly, and they will try and work something out on a case-by-case basis. So that's all I've got at the moment. More news to follow. Obviously, everyone's trying to deal with the same thing at the same time. Obviously, taxi insurance, they do insurance for lots of businesses, so just think of everyone else that has insurance on finance, pubs, restaurants, entertainment places, cinemas, all that type of stuff. They'll all be going through similar struggles, unfortunately. Hopefully that helps. That's it in a nutshell.
That's better than nothing, Dan, isn't it? In reality, yeah, the way things are at the moment.
Yeah, it's better than nothing. And hopefully by the end of this week, we'll have some more news or update on it. And who knows what the government's going to come out with. You never know. We're going to fund people or contribute money, so who knows?
Yeah. I do apologise about the sound quality of the line through to Dan and the others, but he keeps coming up with bleeps and buzzes and all sorts of things. These are totally unprecedented times. Talking to drivers out there, I haven't been out for a few days, talking to drivers out there is virtually no work on the streets. So I don't know, Rick, are you out there working at the moment?
Yes, Jay, good afternoon again. I've been out here since 9 o'clock this afternoon. The previous few days I've been using Rank to try that approach to it, but I wasted about 5 hours on the ranks, getting a job eventually. But last night, for example, I done a full shift and covered 3 jobs. So I thought I'd try a different tack today. I've been driving around. It's 1 o'clock, but I still haven't done a job as yet, and I'm finding it difficult to find a rank to even squeeze on the back of.
Right. Seems to be a problem with your phone, Rick. You've just basically deafened me in one ear.
I'm not shouting.
No, sorry. It's clicking and buzzing and doing all sorts of things. It's really, really weird. It's so there's basically virtually no work out there since 1 o'clock. 2.25 hours, and you've not done a job yet. So you've been out working as well, haven't you?
Yep. Can you hear me, Jamie?
Yeah, this isn't working, guys. This is just blowing my eardrums off. I'm going to... about that, anyone that was listening, but that just nearly blew my eardrums off. I'm going to get the guys to call in one by one. I'm going to message them in our WhatsApp group and get them to give me a call on the show. As I said, if you have got a taxi on finance with LEVC, there is information on the LCDC's website, also on the Taxi News website, and also on LEVC's website, as to how you can take a payment holiday from your finance payments on that. Also, Mercedes-Benz, if you have finance with Mercedes-Benz, then there is information on the LCDC's website and on Mercedes-Benz finance website and also on the Taxi News website. You can find out at taxi-news.co.uk. If you want to find out whether you can defer your payments regarding Mercedes-Benz, they're asking people to email in with your name, your registration number, your agreement number, and just chassis number, and they will try to sort something out for you. Obviously, all of these finance companies know that everyone's in exactly the same position, and they can do without having loads and loads and loads of vehicles back. So they're going to have to do something. And personally, as I said earlier, if it is going to be going on your credit file, then you need to... I wouldn't really bother about it, to be honest with you. I think everybody's going to be in the same position. So personally, I wouldn't worry about it going on your credit file. There's going to be no one that comes out of this without with a good credit file, I don't think, except for those that are in paid employment. Anyone that's self-employed is going to come out of it with bad credit. So we've got a call coming into the show at the moment. And that's not working either. nothing is working today. I think the plug's fallen out the bottom of the phone. So I'm going to try to plug it back in again so that we can get some calls coming in and see what we can do here. Everything's falling over, as you can hear. Yeah, if whoever was calling in can try calling in again, we'll see if it'll work then. That's a bit better. Yeah, obviously it wasn't plugged into the bottom of the phone properly. Yeah, so whoever's calling in, if those could call in again, and then we could go from there. So, I know I sound a bit all over the place at the moment, but as I said, these are definitely unprecedented times. People are trying to message me all over the place. Yeah, we'll be back after a bit of music. And if I can find what's happened with that as well, because that's just disappeared as well.
Almost 1 million people have listened to our show, and now thanks to our podcast, even more will know. Super Cab is our savior, his talent is a gift, his ego is downloadable, but you need extra bandwidth.
Who do you think you are kidding, Boris Johnson? If you think the cab trade's done,
don't knock it up, I'm sure.
We are the boys and girls who stop your little game. We are the ones who will make you think again. So who do you think you are kidding, Boris Johnson? If you think the cab trade's done, Andy Daniels, Emerson, all perched upon your knee. You think you're Iron Mighty, but we're here to fell your tree. We have to be united now and do it without fuss. And when we...
Hello.
Right, we got a call coming. I believe it's Rob on the line. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Jamie. How are you?
I'm all right, mate, bearing up under the strain of things and that. If anyone else wants to call in, you can't all call in at once. The number's 0208 144 8294. So, what do you want to say, Rob? What do you think of the current situation?
Well, what can you think? It's unprecedented, isn't it? I mean, it's like I used to like a disaster movie. I never thought I'd be in one, and that's what it feels like. It's absolutely crazy. The one thing I'm worried about, which I'd like to say to everyone. In a situation like this, you have got to do what you've got to do to survive and look after your family. I understand that. So you will do whatever you've got to do. But the thing I'm worried about is the situation with the garages. Now, the garages do get a bad rap, and, you know, in some cases, rightly so, in some cases not. But I do worry about the amount of cabs. I've done a Twitter poll on my own Twitter, and it came out basically asking the question, will you be giving your cab back if this keeps on like it? And 65% said yes, they'll be handing their cabs back. Now, that's 65%. Now, the worry I've got with that, Jamie, is with the decommissioning scheme and everything else,
yeah,
how many of them cabs are you going to go back on the road?
Yeah, it'd be...
And you could find a situation that when the dust settles in whenever, I don't know, July maybe, I ain't got a clue myself, no one knows. But when the dust does settle, we could have a lot of decommissioned cabs and a lot of cabbies out of work. So... Again, just to reiterate, I do understand people have got to do what they've got to do to make hay and, you know, support their families, but please have a think about the future of the trade.
Yeah, definitely. I echo that as well. Obviously, Ascots have announced today that they're reducing their rent down to zero until Friday the 1st of May, when they're going to review the situation. So well done to Ascots. I do know of a couple of other garages that have done, and a couple of other proprietors that have done exactly the same thing. Obviously, if a proprietor or a garage has managed to get a payment holiday on the lease agreement or the finance on the vehicle, then obviously they will be able to pass that on as well, which is another cab that won't have to go back. Because obviously, don't forget, these garages haven't got the space to put all these cabs. Where are they going to park them all up? So I know what Rob's saying, but then by the same token, if you've got no money coming in, you can't afford to pay out as well. So
it,
I can...
It,
I can understand where drivers are coming from to a certain extent, but I do understand what Rob's saying in that with the decommissioning and garages that have got older cabs maybe that may consider decommissioning cabs that are coming back, it's going to compound the problem and there'll be even fewer cabs available when things do start to get back to normal.
It's catch 22, basically, isn't it? It's it really is for the garages and the drivers. But just like I said, I know everyone's going to do what's best for their families, but just think about what I said. And just to echo you on Ascot's, I mean, that's absolutely brilliant. Really good support for the trade days. I know a few other garages. I know Sherbert's are down to 50%. Is it AS taxis in Three Colts Lane? They've gone down to 50%. I don't know. My apologies if I got their names wrong. Some garages really are trying to help the drivers out in this time. My garage has given me a discount as well, which is pretty awesome. And, what's that noise?
Sorry, it's my phone's getting notifications on it at the same time. Because obviously, as you all know, I'll do weddings and everybody is cancelling. So it looks like that's going to go down the pan as well.
Unbelievable, mate. What can I say? Yeah, it's very dark times, mate. So
it is very dark times. It's not a good time at all. But then we've got to be positive in the fact that we will come out of this. China is reportedly already coming out of it, and their economy is starting to pick up again. It's actually up. So we will come out of it, and we will get back to work, and things will start to get back to some sort of normality. How long that's going to take, no one can predict. But we will get there in the end.
Yeah, and remember the British spirit, eh? Stiff upper lip and all that, and just crack on. So all we can do is take each day at a time and do the best we can.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go, Jamie, and let one of the other team ring in. But take care, everyone, and all the best to everybody, yeah?
Yeah, no problem at all. Thanks for calling in, Rob.
See you later, mate.
So I don't know whether anyone's listening now. because I had a computer crash, I've had to put the software back in to one of the computers to actually go live today. I'm not sure whether there's anyone actually listening to us today, whereas normally I can tell whether people are listening to us or not. But at the moment, I can't tell whether people are listening, because I've got no way of telling whether people are listening or not. I might sound a bit all over the place at the moment. This is affecting me just as much as it's affecting you, as much as it's affecting the next cab driver. We've got someone else calling in. Hello, who's that calling into the show? Looks like Mr. Dropkick Rick.
Oh, it's not, I'm afraid. It's Saul.
Hello, Saul. It's you've got the same you've got a similar ending number to Mr. Dropkick Rick.
You know, I won't be able to tell you all a joke, but I'll try not to be doom and gloom, Jamie.
Go on, mate. What do you want to say about the situation at the moment?
I just, we're all in it together, aren't we? I'm sure we're all talking, getting out of cabs with all the spare time we've got on the rank. So some of our listeners, it's a similar conversation you're having, but we're all feeling the same. Other professions as well. My 20-year-old son today was made redundant, which is understandable. I think that's going to be across the board. So just try and make the best decisions you can, I guess. You know, we've all got, a lot of us have got mortgages, cab rents, utility bills. I don't know what you feel, Jamie, but the advice I seem to see is that they think that, for example, the mortgage companies will do a three-month deferred payment. So do you cancel direct debits and let them send letters through? Do you have a view on that, Jamie?
I don't know. I think the best policy is to speak to your mortgage lender.
Absolutely.
Rather than just cancelling direct debits or standing orders. Bit of advice I would give everybody is to cancel anything that you've got a standing order or direct debit on that is not essential, like Sky Sports, Sky Movies, and things like that. These are the media companies that have fueled the fire of panic. Therefore, yeah. Let's make them pay as well. You know, whether you can afford it or not, cancel it. And the other thing I would say, yeah, is that Richard Branson, what a pillar of society Mr. Branson is.
Absolutely.
And I would say, you know, this is a man that sued the NHS for £2 million. Maybe he could now give that back because they probably need it at the moment. And has got a £4.6 billion fortune or something around that region. And has asked all of his staff to take eight weeks unpaid holiday while at the same time, begging the government for a £7.5 billion bailout for his airline or for the airline industry. Now, if he was to pay all of his staff that he has working for him £500 a week, it would be like if I had £20, I'd have to give you 17.6 pence of it. That's how much his fortune would go down by. That's the same in percentage terms,
So, I hope we all remember this, remember these people.
That's exactly what I was just going to say. I hope when things get back to normal and you are able to afford to book your holiday to America or fly anywhere, that you remember this and you remember the way this disgusting individual has behaved and that you do not book with his airline. Let's see his airline go down the pan, And I know, there's people that work for him that will lose their jobs over it, but I'd like to see that man personally go bankrupt.
Yeah, well, it's a thing for the people, isn't it?
It is.
Sort of that justice. I mean, you, on the credit side, you've got likes of Gary Neville connecting and Manchester United, Cristiano Ronaldo, their hotels, they've been handed over to the local government. Chelsea Football Club, Abramovich has handed over one of the hotels to the local hospital, Chelsea in Westminster, and he's paying all the fees for the food, etc., and rooms. So, excellent. So, Jamie, can I just bring up something else as well?
Yeah, go on,
and then I'll go and let others bring up. I think we've all seen on anyone's on social media about what a great the cab with the partition and the NHS. There was a message on Twitter today that's getting quite a lot of traction from a doctor, I believe, Imperial College, reaching out for black cab drivers with the NHS. So I believe the apps and the orgs have been trying to contact the government, and this is the time where they need to use the services of the black cab drivers, like in the Second World War. So let's hope that that happens. The consensus is, and I put this out to everybody, and maybe people could look at that tweet, is what would you be prepared to do the fare for? We can't work for nothing, as we've said, we've all got bills, but I need to get people in my cab. And it's been suggested to do it at a discount of 50%. So something for everybody to consider if it means we can carry on working and carry our rents and mortgage and so on.
Yeah, I agree. And to be honest with you, I mean, I would go to so far. I mean, if we're not going to earn anything, personally, you know, if the work is going to go completely flat and we're not going to earn anything, I would, rather than just sitting at home and doing nothing, I would rather go out and just have my expenses paid to go and help.
Cab trade has always been... Yeah, go on, sorry, Jake.
I would like to get 50% of the meter... Or some sort of fixed rate for doing it. But if I'm going to sit here doing nothing, as long as I've got my expenses paid, I'd go out and help for the fuel money, basically, and the running costs of the cab.
Yeah, I think, as we've established, Rob was saying, with the cabs being handed back. So I think a lot of cab drivers do a lot of charity work during the year, day trips to Margate and the Disneyland trip, but their weekend or daily trips, this could be a long-term thing. And I don't want to be crude, but the payment would be coming from the government, I believe.
Yeah.
So I personally think, Jamie, 50% is a good benchmark.
Yeah.
To do it. I really do. I think that would be fair. And cab drivers would be happy to do that. And I'm sure cab drivers, as I've seen this morning on Twitter, one guy with a sticker or a lady in his cab offering to take NHS workers for free. And I'm sure all of us would be would make our own personal decisions on that, as we always do, like Great Ormond Street. So, as always, the best taxi service in the world.
Yeah, most definitely. Thanks for calling in, Saul.
All right, then.
Maybe one of the others can call in there.
Absolutely.
All right, mate.
I wish all our listeners, Jamie, have been loyal to all these years. I wish you luck, everybody. Just try and make the best decisions you can. And let's just remember, hopefully we've got our health and our mental health. Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. So if you want to call in, the number's 0208 144 8294. Hopefully our dropkick or Dan from Plan's going to call in now. Maybe we'll get Grant Davis calling in, you never know, and see what he's got to say. Let's give him a message and see whether he wants to call in. I'll just message Grant to see if he'll call in. If any of you others, if anybody out there is listening, wants to call in and got something to say, then please do so. The number's 0208 144 8294. That's 0208 144 8294. I'm actually sitting at home at the moment, and just sitting here bored, really, and watching my wedding bookings get cancelled one after the other. Drastic measures are going to have to be taken, I must say, and things will come back to normal at some point, but what normal will be, I don't know, especially for me, to be honest with you. I really don't know where I will be in 3 or 6 months' time. But the only thing I can say to all of you is that you have absolutely no control over this situation. So there is nothing that you can do about it. So there really is no point in worrying about it. And I know that's really easy to say because a lot of people haven't got any money behind them. But, you know, you have really got no control over what's going on. So there's nothing you can do about it. Hello, Rick. You all right, mate?
Hey, Jamie. I'm okay, mate, yeah.
It's worrying times, isn't it, mate?
It is. It's completely unprecedented, isn't it? You know, initially, I was like, worries me, doom and gloom. And then you kind of hear things about the banks and the mortgage companies that are trying to help out. It's not all doom and gloom, is it? You know, I mean, we will come out of it. We're very, very strong and we're resilient as human beings, taxi drivers in London especially.
Yeah.
You know, so just...
So
do what I'm doing and just try to keep your chin up, everyone. You know, we get through it.
Are you still out there working at the moment?
I am still out here working. Since our failed conference call,
yeah.
I've now got my second job on board.
You got your second job on board?
I know. I am. I'm creaming it in. Sorry, guys.
Oh, God, God, cool.
Yeah. I came out at 1 o'clock, and I drove around for 2.25 hours. And I just didn't find anything. I tried the rank option yesterday.
Yeah.
Wasted like about 5 or 6 hours on several different ranks, and I covered 3 jobs for a whole shift.
Yeah.
You know. Thankfully, it was enough to cover me fuel, and a little bit on top. Not a lot, you know, about 25 quid on top. But it was something. It was better than going home in a deficit.
Yeah.
I've just done a little local job. A guy from Jersey actually came over for a family gathering and he can't get back to Jersey just yet. So literally I just ran him round the corner to a hotel. And thankfully there was somebody coming out the hotel. So
it's just
luck, isn't it?
Bit of result, yeah.
right place, right time.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Right time. Yeah. Right place, right time. People are still retweeting the tweet we put out earlier. We've actually gone live earlier than we thought because we expect that the Prime Minister will be doing a broadcast at 4 p.m. That's why we started doing it at 3 p.m. We will be putting this out as a podcast later on so that everybody can listen to it. I'm not sure about putting our normal show out because we've got one that's basically recorded. And what do you think, Rick? Do you think I should just put it out anyway?
Your normal show. I don't see why not. You know, if you can do one on, I don't know, one day. Like, so we've got the live one going out now, and then leave it a couple of days, and then put the next one out because it breaks it up. Then otherwise, it'll be a little bit too much, too close, won't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. I just didn't know whether, you know, having a sort of cheerful show with a drum slayer being cheerful and that, and everyone a bit down in the dumps and. whether people would take it as a bit of an insult or not, you know?
No, I think they won't. I think people need cheering up, you know. There is a lot of bad news going on at the moment, and we're all hearing it, and it's all affecting us in our own different ways. You know, certain things are going on. My daughter, she's self-isolating because she's so showing symptoms. But the thing with her, she they're not testing her. So yeah. We don't know if she's just got normal flu or if she's got something like this COVID-19.
Yeah.
You know, but for her, mentally, you know, it's a bit of a turmoil because she's thinking, have I got it or haven't I? You know?
Yeah.
So I actually had to go in and pick up all her work stuff from work because even though she's ill, she should be off on her sick pay. They said, look, can you carry on working? So if she's working, you know, that's a good thing for her.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people are working from home, but us as taxi drivers, unfortunately, are not able to do that, are we?
I said that to my passenger. I said, I've tried working from home, but my neighbours got upset, all the drunks knocking on my door.
yeah, something like that.
Exactly.
Also, you know, when you just sit in front of a computer screen with a taxi simulator program, it doesn't earn you any money, does it?
Yeah, I might have to try and get that simulator program, Jay. Can you send me the link for it?
Well, just in case you get withdrawal symptoms, if you have a few days off, Rick, because of this coronavirus.
Exactly. It's not just that. I'm getting on a little bit, Jay, and my brain doesn't work as well as it used to, and I'm frightened that if I take too much time off, I'm going to forget London.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can use it as like a knowledge refresher course. As long as my computer don't start abusing me like the carriage officers used to.
Well, your computer always abuses you anyway, so...
It knows I'm a technophobe.
Definitely. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Rick, and maybe Mr. Dampran playing can call in and repeat what he said earlier. It's a lot clearer now doing it this way.
Can I, before we go, Jay, I just wish everyone, like, all the luck. Stay safe, stay healthy if you can, look after your loved ones.
Yeah.
You know, we will come out of this. It will be a struggle, but we've struggled before. We'll struggle again. You know, just chins up, guys. Yeah. In Dan's case, several chins up, but chins up.
In whose case?
I'm not repeating it. Listen, I like making a joke, but I'm not brave.
thanks for calling in, Rick, and I'll speak to you later.
Cheers, Jay. Bye-bye, mate. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye. That was a Dropkick, Rick. Maybe we get Dan to call in now and repeat what he said about insurance. Sorry, I'm trying to type and talk at the same time. For some reason these days, I'm a bit out of practice. I used to sit there doing the show, talking and typing at the same time and answering tweets and everything else. But I'm a little bit out of practice of doing that, so we've got a call coming in. Hello, who's that calling the show? Is that Mr. Recap Dan?
It is, and Dropkick, I heard exactly what you said, mate. Don't you worry. I know where you live.
So, Dan, as it's a lot clearer now, do you want to repeat what you said earlier? Because I don't know whether people could hear you properly.
Whilst I wasn't talking, I had another email from Premium Credit. So
all right.
I've got another update. So here we go. So let's recap. So obviously I've seen the garages and Black Horse Finance have agreed to give people payment breaks and extend payments, etc.
Yeah.
Which is all well and good, and it's quite easy for you to do. You're borrowing money against an asset at the end of the day. So they're just going to add it probably onto the end of your term, aren't they? And secure against the vehicle. So it's easy. Unfortunately, with insurance payments or direct debits for insurance, it's not an asset. You're not paying for an asset, are you? So
no, that's right.
And your insurance contract has a fixed term on it. And the problem is if your creditor or the person lending you money lets you go beyond the expiry date of your policy, you'll end up then needing another insurance. You'll have two direct debits running for the same, or two direct debits running, but only one live insurance policy. So it gets a bit confusing and messy.
Yeah.
So what we've done is we spoke to Premium Credit, who we use. I know other brokers use other credit companies. There's one called Close Brothers. There's one called Premfina, who I mentioned earlier. But we've spoken to Premium Credit. They've said at the moment they're trying to work out what they can do. They're doing every case on a case-by-case basis.
Yep.
So if you are, if a driver is struggling, or as I've mentioned before, we don't just do tax insurance, we do business insurance. If you're a business owner and you're struggling to pay your insurance direct debit, then speak to Premium Credit and they'll assess it on a case-by-case basis.
Right.
So, for example, if you took out your policy, in February, and your first payment is due now in March, most people's direct debits are 9 or 10 payments. So in reality terms, they could probably stick a direct debit payment on the end because you'll still be within inside the 12 months.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas if your insurance is due, say, in April, and you've got one payment left, where they're going to stick that payment? So they might come to a compromise where they go, do you know what, that payment you ask now, we'll add it on to a, if you renew your insurance, we'll add it on to the next agreement,
yeah,
and split it by those payments. So it's a case-by-case basis. But we're trying to help. We're trying to do as much as we can. I know we've had a few things on Twitter with people calling us out and asking us to do things. But I know people aren't going to like this, but it's kind of out of our hands. We don't control the finance.
Yeah.
So we're doing. We're trying to help. We're trying to get people to either reduce interest on it, because obviously they pay an interest, so we're trying to say, well, what about if you reduce the interest on it, or we come up with some other creative solution. So bear with us, things will happen, but everyone's in a, as you mentioned earlier, this is a unprecedented conditions, isn't it? We haven't been through this before as such.
No, definitely.
So everyone's trying to work out the best solutions and the best things to do.
Yeah, everybody is, aren't they? And it's totally unprecedented.
I feel for everyone.
And you know, what would you, I mean, you're sort of in insurance and you deal with finance companies, yeah, a lot, Dan. If someone's, yeah, worried about deferring their payments and a black mark going against their name, what would you say? I mean, would you be, what would your opinion be? You know, if you was in that situation, I'm not going to ask you to tell people what to do, but if you was in that situation, what would you do?
Right, so I'm not an IFA, so I'm not going to give any real
that's what I'm saying,
or
yeah,
anything like that. But if I was a taxi driver or a business owner, I'd be thinking to myself, well, if I defer a payment, it's not the end of the world, because unless you go bankrupt, that really affects your credit score. But
yeah,
from my small understanding of credit scoring and the way the credit system works, etc., if you have a negative payment, yeah, it does affect your credit score. But as long as you then catch back up again, after 6-7 months, it starts fading away again.
Yeah.
Well, you don't fade away straight away, but your credit score starts to go back up again. And like you mentioned earlier, if you apply for credit in a year's time and you've got a missed payment from this time last year, I'm pretty sure most credit agency companies or people lending money are going to see that and understand why you've got it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, banks and people like that want to lend money because that's how they make money.
Money.
So as long as you've not got years and years of bad history and bad payments, I can't imagine it's going to impact you completely negatively.
Yeah.
But as I said, I'm not a IFA.
No.
But I'd imagine that's the way I'd look at it. I mean, many years ago, I got done for some cyber crime, and people hacked my identity and did all sorts of weird and wonderful stuff with bank accounts, etc. And even that short period, I watched my credit score go from quite good to getting completely wiped out. But even while the financial ombudsman was sorting it out, I could still see my scores going back up until obviously it all got squashed.
Yeah.
So it does. It will right itself. It'll just take a bit of time. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I say, we do other business insurance. Like we do a lot of entertainment and leisure stuff. And you wouldn't believe the stories I'm hearing from some of the restaurants we insure, some of the gyms, etc. We insure, like people not going to the gyms, cancel their gym memberships because they obviously don't want to mix other people. So yeah, it's not just, obviously I'm not taking anything away from the taxi industry at all, but every small business is being impacted.
Yeah.
I think unless you make hand gel or toilet paper, I think you'd be affected.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, unless you've got a secret supply of toilet paper, then...
Yeah, unless you've got a secret, supply. So, yeah, that's that, really. So, I'll let you... I won't recap anymore.
No.
I'll let one of the other teams get in touch, because I think on the WhatsApp group, some people are saying they can call next.
All right, I'll let Mr. Yeah. Mark Turner call next. I'll get Mark to call in, because we've only got a few minutes left before 4 p.m. Yeah, before Boris probably comes on at 4 p.m. So thanks for calling in, Dan.
Okay.
And
speak soon, hopefully.
Yeah, speak to you soon. Cheers. Mate.
Bye.
Well, that was Dan from Plan, and he was saying they're going to deal with or Premium Credit, who deal with the finance that you take out when you take out your insurance policy, are going to deal with people on a case-by-case basis. We've not got long left. We've got about 10 minutes left before Boris will probably go live for his broadcast this afternoon and let you all know what the country's doing. And we don't really want to re-interfere with you listening to that. So we're going to finish at 4 p.m. or just before 4 p.m. and allow you to go and listen to that to see what the next update is. I'm still waiting for someone to call in. As I say, we've only got a few minutes left. We've got about 9 minutes now. As I said earlier, this is totally unprecedented times. We're going to try to keep you informed as much as possible over the next coming days and coming weeks as far as we can. Hello, who's that calling the show now, then?
Hello, Jay, it's Scott here, the Huff.
Hello, Scott, how are you doing? Are you out there working, or are you not working today?
Of course I am, mate, you know me. I'm a greedy bastard. Up at dawn, working through, way past dusk. You know how it goes.
So how are you finding it out there today? Is it gradually getting worse?
It's very, very slow, isn't it? I mean, yeah. What can you say? Another day, but not another dollar. But, you know, head down, carry on, see what we can do. I mean, I'm fortunate enough, I'm on Comcast. And even though there's not bundles of work on it, I am getting thrown the occasional tidbit that's bailing me out, you know? So all I'm doing is I'm doing as everybody else. I'm just jumping on a rank and either sort of waiting and take my turn, getting to point, or hopefully I'm getting some off the system, whether it's a taxi car or a corporate job. I don't really mind.
Yeah.
As long as it keeps some money coming in.
Yeah, and talking of Comcab, Comcab have said they're not going to reduce their subs.
Are we surprised?
Are we surprised? I wonder where they're going to be in 3 or 6 months' time.
Well, you know, what's that saying? Look after those who look after you. Yourself, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, the only way I think they're going to survive is if they get an NHS contract in the next week or so.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they pull that one out of the bag, then they may survive. But if they don't pull anything like that out of the bag, I think as this progresses and goes on, drivers will organise strip-outs and leave, and then they'll be left with nothing, because without the drivers, they've got nothing.
No, I'll make you right, mate. But I was going to say, has the studio or the home office been suffering with a bit of coronavirus itself today? Have you been washing your hands like a good chap?
I have been washing my hands. I've got some hand gel here. I'm just going to do it now. There you go. I'm doing my hands now. Why is that? Why do you ask?
Well, all those problems earlier with the call-ins and whatever, you know.
That's Dan's conference call thing that he set up.
Poor old Dan. At least he tries, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. At least he tries. I'm not going to mention what Dropkick Rick just said about him, but, yeah.
I'll have a quick look on the group in a minute. Hey, you know it is said that the coronavirus did start, or possibly did start.
Yeah, in the toilets in
some location in the SE1 area.
Yeah, in the toilets in GSS, is alleged.
Well, they're being bandied around at the moment. Yeah,
yeah, is alleged. Apparently, they're setting up a temporary morgue in by the Iron Lung. And this is photographs that have been posted on the group from the newspapers. I'm not sure whether it's a morgue or one of these testing facilities where they're going to test people to see whether they've had coronavirus? Because you know what the media is like. If you put up a sort of marquee thing, and as soon as they do, oh, it's a morgue. But it could be that it's somewhere to test people, you know.
Well, everyone jumps on the hysteria bandwagon, don't they?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I mean, I passed there today, and I think the other thing that looks a bit odd is that a lot of the vehicles that are reversing into it seem to be the sort of chilled van variety, you know?
Yeah.
So you just don't know what's going on, do you? Unless you sort of go up and ask one of the guys directly and see if they're going to come across with the information.
Yeah.
So it's all speculative, you know what I mean, my friend?
Yeah.
And you know what we cab drivers like with gossips?
Yeah.
It turns into really bad Chinese whisper.
Yeah, that's someone else trying to phone to cancel their wedding. Anyway, I think we're gonna wrap the show up here because you know it's coming up towards 4 o'clock now, and we want to let you go off and listen to if Boris Johnson is going to make a broadcast.
Okay, Jan.
Apparently, someone's just tweeted in and said it is a morgue because of the Horse Ferry Road coroner's court there. Which I suppose would make sense to a certain extent. Hopefully, let's hope that there is no need to use it.
No, so, I agree.
You know, let's hope.
And on that note, Jamie, I just want to wish all the listeners the best of luck and keep your head down, carry on, and just try and keep a bit of a happy disposition.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I will say, if it is a morgue, it could just be the fact that they may be stopping funerals. And, you know, they will, you know, people will sort of mount up, you know, as people, you know, not just from coronavirus, but from other illnesses and things like that.
Natural way of life. Natural way of life, mate. Yeah. It doesn't just stop because of this, what's going on at the moment, is it?
You know, that's right. So thanks for calling in, Scott. As I say.
Hey, no problem, Joe. You take care, my friend, and best luck to everybody.
Cheers, mate. Speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so we're going to finish up now so that you can all nip off and go and listen to Boris Johnson if he's going to make a broadcast this afternoon. We may do something again next week. Probably won't be Monday, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday next week. We'll see how things go and try to keep you informed of things. If you want to know about the LEVC finance offer, you can go to the lcdc.uk or you can go to taxi-news.co.uk or you can go to LEVC. The Mercedes-Benz information is on the lcdc.uk and also on taxi-news.co.uk as well. Until I speak to you again, please, please, please all stay well. And I don't know what else to say, to be honest with you, but keep your chins up.
Oh, I see.
So, keep your chins up and let's see how things progress.
Determination.
for the wing.